This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi samil al-'alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wal 'udwan illa 'alal zalimin wal 'aqibatu lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman katheera. So we've been going over the manners in which we make dua and the ways that our du'as gain higher potency and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we've covered quite a few things, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, this Ramadan. We've gone over alhamd, the idea of thana, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what that looks like. We've gone over sending peace and blessings on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the implications of sending salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've gone over responding to the call of iman, so affirming, Rabbana amanna, O our Lord, we believe, and the importance of actually affirming our iman. We've then gone over calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi, by his names and by his attributes, and we distinguished between the two, what it means to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names, and then to build upon the calling of those names with attributes. And then lastly, we talked about the idea of showing the situation, demonstrating your desperation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hal at-tawassul ila Allah bihal al-abd, to show the situation that you are in, to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is befitting to dua. Not to blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor to disparage oneself, but instead to present the hardship that you are in. Now subhanAllah, tonight I want to talk about something that is a small category once again, but it has many implications. It's actually something that we do in our salah regularly. And that's at-tawassul ila Allah bi af'alihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. To call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his doings, meaning to actually cite Allah doing something in the past or in the present as a means of asking him for something in the future. Now, what do I mean by this? There's a tawassul ila Allah bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi, his names, his attributes. But then, you know, when you say his attributes, you mention a natural extension of his name, something that is true of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his af'al, what he has done in the past subhanahu wa ta'ala, and citing that to say that you are calling upon him for that same doing. We do it in our salah actually every single prayer. Can anyone tell me where there's citing a fi'l, citing something that Allah does, af'alihi, in our salah? Wait, someone said that. What did you say? When we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. This is literally what this is. Oh Allah, send your peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, the way that you did upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. This is actually what it is. At-tawassul ila Allah bi af'alihi, to actually mention the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are two categories of this. There is mentioning what Allah has done with other than you, and then mentioning what Allah has done for you. What Allah has done for other than you, one of the most beautiful things that we find in dua, is when you cite, O Allah, you are the one who gave victory. Ya man nasarta Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unsur ummata Muhammadan ala al-a'da. You are the one who gave victory to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over his enemies. Give victory to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over his enemies. So you're citing something that Allah did for his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or you're citing, O you who took Ibrahim alayhi salam, anjaytahu min an-nar wa ja'altahu min al-utaqa. You're the one who took Ibrahim alayhi salam out of the fire. So you're mentioning Allah taking Ibrahim alayhi salam out of a difficult situation. Or you who saved Yunus alayhi salam. Or you who responded to the call of Musa alayhi salam when he was most desperate. So really remembering and mentioning some of those things that Allah did for his prophets, and then saying, Ya Allah, do that for me too. Remember, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. This is a mention of the mercy of your Lord to his servant Zakariya. As the ulama say, to let you know, the Rabb of Zakariya is your Rabb, is your Lord. When you call upon him, you're calling upon him the way that Zakariya alayhi salam did. You don't have to be of the level of Zakariya to make dua. That defeats the purpose, right? Allah wants you to know that you call upon him and he has the same capability in your life. So that's when you start to mention what Allah has done in previous times or with previous prophets, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that same blessing, to give you that same power. So you look for, you're in a moment of rescue, for example, where you need rescue. What do? You mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who rescues. You call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one of his names that suggests that. Ya Jabbar, right? The one who compels. And if you are feeling like you're not being heard, Ya Samir, innaka tasma'u, innaka sami'u du'a, you're the one who hears, the all-hearing, you hear this. Oh, you who heard Yunus alayhi salam from the bottom of the ocean. Ya Allah, hear me. I'm calling upon you and forgive me. Oh, you who forgave this person, right? Oh, you who redeemed this person. This is such an open door, subhanAllah, because you mention what Allah did for his prophets and then you bring it into your own life. Now, what about in our own situations where we actually go back and we reference times in our life where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us or brought us out of a difficult situation? Remember when Zakariya alayhi salam says, وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيَّ. You never let me down before, oh Allah. You've never let me down. SubhanAllah, how beautiful. Zakariya alayhi salam, as he's in the midst of his, you know, dua, and he says, you've never let me down. I've never been deprived by you. I've never felt shaqi. Shaqi is someone who's deprived. Never felt deprivation for you. Hirman. Never. Right? So it's as the ulama say, Allahumma kama ahsanta ilayya sabiqan, ahsan ilayya lahiqan. Oh Allah, the way that you took care of me before, take care of me now. Because I remember a dark time when you took care of me. And you start to cite some of those moments. You see, subhanAllah, look at the adab in dua, the mannerisms in dua. You don't blame Allah for the bad times, but you do thank Him for the good times. And one of the greatest means of elevating your dua is going through that and saying, I remember this time when this happened to me. And Ya Allah, I called upon you. And Ya Allah, this happens. And Ya Allah, I'm calling upon you again. So you're citing something previous in your own life. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِحَفِيَّ. And this was the nature of the relationship. When Ibrahim alayhi salam says to his father that I'm going to depart now and I'm going to call upon my Lord, إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِحَفِيَّ. Allah celebrates my dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always graceful with me. I know when I call upon Allah, He's going to answer me. So I'm going to go to my Lord now. SubhanAllah, I'm going to go back to my Rabb now. This is despite Ibrahim alayhi salam having lived with nothing but rejection in terms of the worldly life. Nothing but rejection. And how does he describe the relationship with Allah? إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِحَفِيَّ. I'm going to go back and call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's always, always graceful with me when I call upon Him. Can you cite specific examples of your own life? How specific can you get? Do we have an example of a prophet in the Qur'an who actually goes back and recounts moments in his life and thanks Allah for them? Anyone know? Ayyub alayhi salam, not in this particular verbiage. Yusuf alayhi salam. SubhanAllah. It's so beautiful because we hear Yusuf alayhi salam's dua at the end. Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk. He's looking around. Ya Allah, you gave me all of this. Right? Now that's the present blessing. Qad ataytani min al-mulk. I'm sitting on a throne. I have everything anyone could want in this dunya. I have power, I have authority, I have respect, I have honor. I have beauty, right? He already had that from before. Righteousness. Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk. Like looking around and saying, Ya Allah, you gave me this kingdom. And then he went all the way back. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَدِيثِ. And you taught me the ability to interpret dreams. So Yusuf alayhi salam was able to connect the end incidents to the beginning incidents and always trace it back to Allah Azza wa Jal and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Oh Allah, you did this for me now. Oh Allah, you did this for me then. Ya Allah, you gave me this. Ya Allah, you gave me that. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. The originator, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the originator of the heavens and the earth. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. You are my beloved one in this dunya. You are my guardian in this life and in the next. Tawaffani musliman. Now the ask. What am I asking you for? I want to die as a Muslim. Al-hiqni bis-salihin. And let me follow in the path of the righteous. SubhanAllah. So he actually goes back and cites those moments. And this is not the only time. So in your own dua, one of the ways to personalize your dua, dig deep. You know, when we're insan, we are forgetful. وَمَا سُمِّيَ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا لِنَسِّهِ. Right? You're only named insan because you forget so much. Sometimes we forget the favors of Allah upon us. Like in times where we really thought we were not going to get out of something. And Allah Azza wa Jal saved us. And sometimes going back and pondering that is a means of increasing your gratitude and وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you increase in gratitude, Allah increases you. Your dua will become more personal. Go back. Dig. Don't say, well, now it's expired. You know, I'm still mentioning these blessings from 10, 15 years ago. No, keep mentioning the blessings from 10, 15 years ago. Say, Ya Allah, I remember those moments as a means of making you remember. And you're calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rahim. Imagine Allah Azza wa Jalla listening to you in a world where people forget Him for the blessings right in front of Him. Right? People forget mentioning Allah for the blessings right in front of them. And here you are, this abd of Allah, saying, Ya Allah, I remember 10 years ago. I remember 15 years ago. I remember 20 years ago. I remember when you were there for me, when everyone else had forgotten me. And Allah is singling you out amongst the group, right? Amongst a group of people who the majority of them are not grateful. So go back and remember the times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you. And go back and remember the times that Allah helped other than you. And then invoke that within your dua as you invoke your desperation. Invoke the times that He got you out of your desperation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought this ummah out of some of its darkest days, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who liberated Al-Aqsa after 100 years of its occupation, liberate it once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate this ummah that has been through bloodshed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate this ummah that has been through the Crusades and been through the Mongols. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory the way He gave our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory in the Battle of Badr in Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.